Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these offerings. We thank you for the generosity of the people here. And we know that this will go to a good cause, to help many children who are suffering and can't be as happy as we are at Christmas. Lord, we ask you to be with them and to use this money wisely to help them have happier and healthier lives. Amen. Right, you've got to sing again now. And we're singing Wild Shepherds. Now, if you look in the Worrell Male Voice Choir book, you'll find that there are 15 different versions of Wild Shepherds. Although there is thought to be at least 30 different tunes that have been written for this carol. You'll be glad tonight we're only going to sing 6 of them. So, thinking caps on while we sing Wild Shepherds. There's a sheet in your carol that follows the words for you as well, so you've got the words in the right order, because of the twiddly bits in some of the tunes, it's not just the straightforward words of Wild Shepherds. Okie dokes, have you all found it? Then we'll begin. And just for a bit of further information on that one, that very exciting arrangement was arranged by one of our very own, Mrs. Brenda Milnes. Let's give her a round of applause. Although she has gone into retirement from playing professionally, I'm going to have a little word with her afterwards, and if she can do an arrangement with all 30 of the tunes, we're going to have a 4.5 hour local carol service next Christmas. So you've got plenty of time, Brenda. Right, the choir are going to sing again now, and it's a piece of music called In the Face of a Child, a very beautiful piece of music. The music is by John Larson and the words by John Gowans. And both of these are Salvation Army generals who have written many times together lots of choral music. And in fact, they've written 10 musicals together, so nearly as many as Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber. Probably better, some might say, but who knows? It just depends on your opinion. But this is their beautiful, reflective Christmas carol, In the Face of a Child.
And the
So we're going to all sing again now, and this time we're singing, well, it says six, but I think it's our seventh carol, isn't it? And this one is Spout Cottage, Remember the Time. And the music is attributed to an F. Thorpe of Stannington, and it is thought to be named after a cottage that stood beside Spout House in Stannington. Remember the Time.
Bit. King's turn up. Meanwhile, in a far eastern land, all full of camels and covered with sand, three kings were sat gawping up at the sky. The star had shone up, and they didn't know why. One of them went and peeked in a book, and when he came back, he said, "Tom, look, we've got to set off and go find this king. He's just been born. It's a great special thing." So following neat, they hopped on a camel, all packed up with presents and snidered with rammel. Sky were all bright and lit up with a star. So pointing and shouting, they followed it far. They fetched up at Herod's, an evil old king, and asked if he knew or this great special thing. He didn't, but he'd like to find out, and winked at the fun it had given him a shout. But once again Gabriel flew down onto the scene and said, "Don't tell here, Herod, just where you've been. He wants to kill Ben and be king instead. So once you've seen him, scramble him again." They got to see Jesus and gave him their presents, some frankincense, gold, and a couple of pheasants. It weren't pheasants, really, but myrrh didn't rhyme, and I couldn't find out autos, and it didn't have time. Now, Herod were wicked. He tried to kill the lad. So family escaped, and he, by gum, he were mad. I won't mention evil and lives as he took, but if there's a mind, they can find it in book.
Now, you would have thought that Frank would have enough stress in his life conducting tonight's performance, keeping certain members of this choir in order, and I'm not referring to the tenors, I am, of course, referring to the second sopranos here in front of me. I thought that would set them off. So Frank is now going to sing for us, and he's going to sing The Star of Bethlehem, written by Sally DeFord, who did that lovely arrangement of Hark the Herald that we heard earlier on. Frank.
Child adoring on bended countless years undimmed. It bids me serve his children now, and thus to worship him. And high above the weary world, for eyes to see that will, the star of Bethlehem will shine for those who seek him still.
Thank you, Frank. We're going to sing again, and this time we're going to sing. These words were written by the Congregational minister Isaac Watts, and he originally wrote 10 verses, but it's such a shame we're only going to sing 3 of them tonight, because that was put to music by Willis Womack, who named it after Back Lane in Stannington. And now another piece from the choir, and this one is called Christ Child Lying in a Manger. And this was composed by Kenneth Rothery, who was one time choir master at Parkwood Methodist Church in Huddersfield. So another local composer. Christ Child Lying in the Manger.
It's last bit. Effect on thee and me. So go and buy the presents and write the cards. Go pick the tinsel and buy it in yards. Hang by the bobby dazzlers and trim up the tree. But when they're not throng and in a moment that's free, think on this bairn that were born long ago. And when thus tripped over and tumbled in snow, and when kids have turned oak causes to ice, and you're thinking of words that aren't very nice, remember true message of this special time. Remember this tale as you've just heard in rhyme. Then go eat the turkey and drink Christmas cheer. Be merry this Christmas and a happy new year.
Thank you, Sandra. And now we come to our last carol. Aww. Come on, you can do better than that. And it's All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. And it's to the tune Diadem, written by James Eller in 1838, to the 1799 words of Edward Perronet, friend and compatriot to both John and Charles Wesley. And it's often referred to as the national anthem of Christendom. All hail the power of Jesus' name. we can't finish without saying a few thank yous. And first of all, thank you for all coming and for singing so well. And if you go on Google and find the Royal Hotel in Dunworth, you can see we were much better tonight than they were. In fact, I think we ought to make a video and put it on YouTube for next year. Just a pause for thought. Frank's looking very worried now. When I get ideas, Frank looks very worried. So thank you for all singing so well. A big thank you to Gwen Lucraft for playing the organ, especially all the fiddly symphonies. And thank you to Margaret, our accompanist. Thank you to Sandra for reading her poem so well. And a big thank you to all my friends here in the choir, who we come on Wednesday nights all through the year, and we do have a lot of fun, don't we? Even the tenors when they're in trouble. And lastly, but by no means least, the man who puts up with us all the time, and I mean especially the tenors, I'll put my hand up to that, week in, week out, leading our choir, our choir master Frank Hardman. Thank you, Frank. And there is tea and coffee and mince pies afterwards, so please stay and enjoy the fellowship. And a happy Christmas to you all.